Welcome to GNB College. Today we're building an old-school DNB breakbeat drive in Ableton Live 12, but not just as a loop. We're going to treat the break like a system, something you can shape, print, re-edit, and evolve into a real section of a track. That's the key idea here. We're not chasing a perfect break in solo. We're building a groove engine that can carry a roller, a jungle-leaning drop, or a darker dance floor section with enough movement to stay alive across 4, 8, and 16 bars. The style we're aiming for is dusty, punchy, slightly torn up, and still tight enough to sit under a sub. Think old school energy, but with modern control. The break should feel like it's thinking ahead of the grid. It should push, breathe, and mutate just enough to stay interesting without losing the pulse. Start with a break that already has character. Amen. Think a funk break with strong ghost notes, something with a real snare identity and some internal motion. If the source feels flat in the first couple of seconds, it usually stays flat after processing. So choose well. When you bring it into Ableton, decide what job it's doing. Is it the backbone break, where it carries most of the groove by itself? Or is it the support break, where it sits under a kick and bass-led section and adds movement? That choice changes everything. If it's the backbone, preserve more of the original transient shape. If it's support, you can be more aggressive with filtering, gating, and resampling, because something else is handling more of the weight. Now chop it for function, not for convenience. Slice it by transients or manually cut the important hits into usable parts. Think in rolls, not just in drum hits. You want the kick-heavy downbeat, the snare backbeat, the ghost hats, the tail fragments, the turnaround pieces, and those weird little texture scraps that can become transitions later. Don't over-fragment it. This is important. Advanced break programming is often about preserving the shape of the original groove while making the useful events editable. If muting a slice doesn't really change the feel, it probably doesn't need to be its own lane yet. Keep it musical. Keep it clear. From there, build a first groove pass with deliberate timing, not quantized to death precision. Lay down a one or two bar pattern and keep the big backbeat anchored. Then place ghost notes around it so the groove moves forward. A useful trick here is to nudge some ghost hits a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, so they feel dragged and human. Push certain hats just a touch early, maybe 2 to 8 milliseconds, to create urgency. Keep the main snare more stable than everything else. That contrast is what makes the groove feel alive. What to listen for here is the pocket. The groove should feel like it's leaning forward without hurrying. If it feels nervous, you've pushed the timing too far. If it sounds machine flat, you've removed the break's personality. You want that in-between zone where it feels like a real drummer with a DNB brain. Once the basic pocket works, this is where the think system approach really starts. Resample it. Stop treating the break as the final source, and start treating it as an input that you print. Route it to a new audio track and record a pass of the raw chopped break, or the break through a light processing chain. The point is to commit to audio so you can edit it with more intention. Why this works in DNB is simple. Resampling locks in transient behavior and texture in a way that MIDI editing often can't. It also makes layered break systems much easier to manage, because now you can decide exactly what frequency content and transient shape survive. In other words, you're not just looping a break, you're capturing a performance and sculpting it into a track-ready rhythm engine. From here, choose your flavor. If you want cleaner pressure with controlled grit, start with drum bus, light to moderate drive, maybe a touch of crunch, and keep the boom subtle unless you're really shaping it carefully. Then add saturator with soft clip-on and a little drive. Finish with EQ to clean up anything below 25 or 35 Hz, tank harsh spikes around 3 to 6 kHz if needed, and trim mud around 200 to 400 Hz if the break is crowding the bass. If you want darker and dirtier, push drum bus harder, add more crunch, and use saturation or even pedal for extra hair. Then use auto filter if you want motion, especially in tension sections. After that, clean up the resulting low-mid congestion and any fizzy top end with EQ. A good check here is to listen to the snare. If the break loses all stick definition after saturation, back off. If the snare still hits but the body gets denser and more confident, you're in the right zone. You want character, not collapse. Now let's think about the low end. Don't assume the break should own the whole bottom octave. In DNB, the break usually provides rhythmic identity, while the kick and sub relationship carry the weight. You need to decide who owns the low end. If the break is going to be the main rhythmic engine, you may keep more of its kick content and design the bass around it. If you're using a separate kick and sub, high pass the break more aggressively, often somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz depending on the source. That gives the kick and sub room to breathe without the break turning cloudy. What to listen for here is the relationship between the snare, kick, and sub. The groove should still feel like the break is driving when the bass comes in. If the bass makes the break disappear, that's not a break problem. That's a frequency hierarchy problem. And keep an eye on the low mids, especially around 120 to 250 Hz. That area can make the whole pattern feel heavy but slow. If the section starts feeling thick but small, reduce the overlap before boosting anything else. Now build a phrase, not just a loop. A strong old-school DNB break system usually wants a 4-bar statement. Bars 1 and 2 establish the core groove. Bar 3 adds a small variation, maybe the ghost note shift or an extra pickup. Bar 4 gives you a turnaround. Use resampled fragments for the turnaround instead of some generic fill. A reversed cymbal tail, a stretched snare smear, or a chopped hat burst can all work, as long as it feels like it came from the same source. That's the kind of detail that makes a break feel composed rather than assembled. This is also a great place for call and response. Let the break hit create the question, and let the bass answer on the offbeat or after the snare. That kind of dialogue is huge in rollers and darker DNB, because it keeps the groove lean while still sounding intentional. Now let the break evolve, but only in the right places. Not every layer should move equally. The low mid body should usually stay fairly stable, while the top fragments and texture layers evolve over time. Automate the filter on a texture layer if you want tension. Add reverb only on tails or fills, not on the main snare body. Use delay on isolated fragments for quick momentum bumps. Ride the volume of hats or ghost layers to lift into phrase changes. Keep the automation subtle on the main stem. Big sweeps across the whole break can wreck the dance floor function. A smart move is to automate a slight high-cut opening over 8 bars, then snap it back down at the drop. That creates lift without destroying clarity. Small move, big result. Always check the break in context before you polish it. Put it against the sub, the bass mid layer, maybe a simple top loop, and the first part of the arrangement. Solo can lie to you. Context tells the truth. What to listen for here is whether the snare still reads clearly, whether the sub still feels deep, and whether the kick attack stays intact. If the groove loses impact when the bass comes in, reduce the break's low mids first. If the break disappears, check whether the bass is living too much around 200 to 500 Hz, or whether the break simply needs more transient contrast instead of more volume. And keep the center solid. If you've widened any break fragments, make sure the foundational kick and snare content stays effectively mono. Widen the top texture, the ambience, the little smear on the edge. Don't widen the authority out of the core. Once it's working, print your best pass and make a second version. That's where the arrangement starts to breathe. Your second drop should not be the same thing louder. It could be stripped back, dirtier, more crunchy, more open on the top, or broken up with extra edits. The point is contrast. This is where resampling really pays off. You can turn one loop into a track-level narrative. You can create a 1-bar variation, a half-bar pickup, a longer 8-bar evolved section. Suddenly, the break is not just a loop. It's part of the arrangement language. A good mindset here is to keep versions. A clean print, a dirtier print, and a stripped print will save you later. If the bass line changes, you want to swap the role of the break instead of rebuilding the whole thing from scratch. That's working like a producer, not like someone endlessly fixing a loop. A quick reminder, don't chase perfect break clarity. A little grit and ambiguity is part of the magic. What you want is readability under pressure. The break should still make sense when the sub is loud and the arrangement is dense. So to recap, start with a break that has real internal motion. Chop it for musical function. Resample early, so you can commit and shape it like a performance. Keep the core kick and snare stable. Let the texture layers evolve. Decide clearly whether the break or the kick owns the low end. Then build phrase level variation so the loop becomes part of the track. Now do the practice exercise. Build 1 4-bar resampled break phrase using a single break source and stock Ableton devices only. Make 1 clean version and 1 dirtier version. Keep the main snare centered and mono safe. Add 1 turnaround. Then test it against a simple sub or bass note. If the groove still feels urgent when the bass comes in, if the snare stays clear, and if the low end stays controlled, you've got a usable DNB break system. That's the target. Tight, alive, and ready to move through the arrangement. Go make it happen.